This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1893, recorded on Thursday, the 11th of February, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Also included this week is your EDP Norfolk memory stick. This part of Chatterbox is read by Alison Aplin
and Brian Clark.
This week we welcome a new listener, Miss Betty Jackson from Norwich. Hello to you. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have some letters from the evening news and a feature which this week looks at the impact of budget cuts on care for the disabled. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
We start this week with three very different stories. Norfolk is currently in negotiations to take in 50 Syrian refugees and has made a proposal to the government. An empty Norwich church may be converted to a circus school. The head of the Norwich and Norfolk Hospital has warned that the NLN is short of space for new patients, but to begin the negotiations on welcoming Syrian refugees to Norfolk.
Negotiations over Norfolk taking in 50 Syrian refugees have been opened. The government has agreed to take in 20,000 refugees over the next 5 years from the Syrian civil war, described as the biggest refugee crisis to hit Europe since the Second World War. Norfolk councils have agreed that in principle the county could take 50 refugees, with Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council making a commitment to take them in the Greater Norwich area. Norfolk County Council is talking to the government over the refugees coming to the county, but funding and the need for specialised services remain sticking points. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said key public services the refugees would need have been identified after work between the councils and health bosses. A spokesman said, "This work is now completed and we have a proposal, locally agreed at officer level, in place to resettle Syrian refugees. The proposal will, of course, be subject to political agreement by local councils. The proposal covers housing, orientation support, education and health. It also highlights a range of issues which we think the government should address to aid the successful integration of refugee families. This includes resolving delays in the time it takes for refugees to obtain personal identity documentation, which slows down their access to universal benefits and prevents them from opening a bank account or applying for jobs." The spokeswoman said the council was now waiting for a response from the government.
An empty city church is on the brink of a new lease of life as a circus school, with a decision on its future due to be taken within days. Great Yarmouth-based Lost in Translation Circus Company hopes to move into St Michael Cosolini Church in Oak Street, Norwich. The company asked Norwich City Council for planning permission to change the use of the Grade 1 listed medieval building, which has been unused since the Inspire Discovery Centre closed in 2011. Performers want to use the venue to rehearse touring shows, offer evening classes for adults and children, and for public performances. The officers have recommended members of City Hall's Planning Committee give the go-ahead. In a report which will go before councillors, Planning Officer Caroline Dodden said, "The change of use into a circus training studio is an interesting and innovative use of this significant Grade 1 listed building. The proposal is backed by the Norwich Historic Churches Trust and the Norwich Society. But concerns over noise and parking were aired by people living in homes nearby, with 8 objections to the proposal. The council received 10 representations in support."
More space is needed to cope with the rapid rise of patients, the head of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital has warned. The hospital cost the taxpayer £229 million and was heralded as an example of a new era for the NHS. But the building's capacity has already been reached, according to their chief executive, Mark Davies. The hospital is too small for capacity, he said. We have to move with the times. In an exclusive and wide-ranging interview with this newspaper, Mr. Davies also said that he expects the trust to record another £1 million deficit next year, and that patients stuck on wards, despite being medically fit, bed blockers, represent one of the biggest challenges for hospitals. He also said that the number of patients coming to the NNN via A&E or by ambulance is growing faster in Norfolk than nationally. The planned new care centre, in the form of a new building, is essential to Mr. Davies' plan to meet rising demand. Although the project is in its infancy and details are sketchy, Mr. Davies said that he hoped the centre would double the hospital's ambulatory care capacity. Ambulatory care includes diagnosis, rehabilitation and treatment, and is given to patients who do not need a hospital bed. The Trust carries out 92,000 day case surgery procedures annually, but predicts that number to rise to 120,000 in the next 7 years. He said the Trust would aim to build a world-class facility which would help attract the extra staff required. And once services are moved into the new centre, more space will be freed up inside the main building, Mr. Davies said, and that will help the Trust expand the A&E department.
Ambulance service reminds people to act fast. Norfolk, people are being reminded of the symptoms of a stroke as part of the region's ambulance service Wise Up for Winter. The life-threatening condition is one of the most common 999 calls in the East of England ambulance service receives, with 1,264 calls received in Norfolk last winter. The main symptoms are facial weakness, arm weakness or speech problems. If someone has any of these signs, or you suspect a stroke, call 999 immediately.
An ancient 2,000-year-old tradition is to be revived in Thorpe St Andrew this year in celebration of its 10th anniversary as a town. The beating of the bounds was used to mark community boundaries at a time before maps were readily available. By walking around the boundary and striking the boundary stones, people knew there was no encroachment from neighbouring communities. Other traditions associated with the ceremony include entering private property and whipping local youngsters on the walk with sticks. It is believed that this ensured the memory of the boundaries remained in the minds of the next generation. The walk, organised by the Town Council, will include River Green, Boundary Lane, Green Lane North and Harvey Lane, and it's due to take place on May 8th at 2 p.m., starting at the Fitzmaurice Pavilion.